Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Daniel speaking. So let's have a look at the sentence today. In works that often combine entertainment and social commentary, we are invited to suspend our disbelief and consider the consequences of radical shifts in familiar and deeply ingrained institutions. In works that often combine entertainment and social commentary, we are invited to suspend our disbelief and consider the consequences of radical shifts in familiar and deeply ingrained institutions. So the first word we're going to look at is works. 这是作品的意思. So this is something that is produced by a writer, musician, or artist, etc. Something you see maybe in a museum. So for an example sentence, I love the painter's work. 我爱这个画家的作品. The museum is displaying the works of Monet and Picasso. 博物馆正立着Monet跟Picasso的作品. Now let's look at the verb to work, to have a job. She works part-time at the restaurant. 她在餐厅打工. The next word, combine. This is a verb, 这是兼顾的意思. This means to have two or more different things at the same time. She found it difficult to combine a career and family. 她觉得事业跟家庭很难兼顾. Now let's look at the noun, combination. 这是组合的意思. An act of combining two or more things. The combination of these two chemicals can cause an explosion. 这两种化学成分的组合有可能会引发 爆炸. And then we have comb, 这是梳子的意思. So when you're getting ready, you use the comb to brush your hair if you're going to a party or something that you want to impress a lot of people. Now let's look at suspend. This is a verb, 这是暂停的意思. It means to stop something for a usually short period of time. The city suspended its bus service during the storm. 城市里的公车在暴风雨来西暂停时. Next, we have disbelief. This is a noun. 这是相信或者不信的意思. A feeling that you do not or cannot believe or accept that something is true or real. For example, the initial reports of alien UFOs being sighted over Los Angeles were met with widespread disbelief.
大部分民众对于最新在洛杉矶发现外星人飞碟事件的新闻都保持着不相信的态度.
So that was disbelief. Now let's look at belief. This is the opposite. So disbelief and belief. 这是信念或者信仰的意思. It means a feeling of being sure that someone or something exists or that something is true. So the full phrase here is suspend one's disbelief. So it means to accept as possible something one knows to be untrue. For example, my friend told me the plot of Batman v Superman is ridiculous, but if you can suspend your disbelief, it's an enjoyable movie.
我朋友跟我说，蝙蝠对来超人这部电影的剧情翘烂了。不过，如果你可以客观地看这部电影，也许能够好好欣赏它的剧情。
This is a sentence my friend actually told me. I haven't seen the film yet, so I don't know if that's true. Maybe you guys out there have seen the film. So you can tell us in the comments if it's true or not. So let's look at the next sentence now. This is consequences. It's a noun. 这是后果的意思. Something that happens as a result of a particular action or set of conditions. An example, the slightest error can have serious consequences. 一个小小的错误要有可能导致重大的后果. The next word we're going to look at is sequence. This is a noun. 这是顺序的意思. The order in which things happen or should happen. An example is, he listened to the telephone messages in sequence. 他照顺序听着电话里的简讯留言. Now let's look at radical. This is an adjective, 非常不同的意思. It means very new and different from what is traditional or ordinary. For example, he has radical ideas about education. 他对教育有非常不同的想法. Now let's look at ingrained. This is an adjective, 根深蒂固的意思. It means existing for a long time and very difficult to change, firmly established. An example is, these attitudes are very deeply ingrained in the culture. 这些能度是根深蒂固的存在于这个文化中. So we hear in this word grain, this is a noun, 谷粒的意思. The seeds of plants such as wheat, corn and rice that are used for food. An example sentence, the machine grinds grain into flour. 这个机器把谷物成面粉. Next, we look at institution. This is a noun. 这是机构的意思. An established organization. An example sentence, some people say banks and other financial institutions were partially responsible for the 2008 US housing crisis. Now let's look at institute. So this is a noun, 这是学院的意思. It's an organization created for a particular purpose, such as research or education. An example, Cambridge University is an institute. 剑桥大学是一个学院. Okay, guys, that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge.